Chapter 3. A Very Long Nose. It was dark now, and Pinocchio was afraid. He was all alone. Suddenly he heard shouting. Then two men jumped out of the trees.
"Give us your gold, Pinocchio," the men said.
Pinocchio put the four pieces of gold in his mouth. He began to run, but the men soon caught him. They looked in his pockets. When they found nothing, they started to shout at Pinocchio. There was a little house nearby. In the house lived a good fairy. That evening, the fairy was looking out of her window. She saw the two men shouting at Pinocchio, and she called for her falcon and her dog.
"Look at that poor puppet," she said to the dog. "Take your carriage and bring him to me."
The falcon and the dog went to help Pinocchio.
The dog barked at the men,
and they ran away. Pinocchio took the gold coins out of his mouth and put them in his pocket. He shut his eyes and did not speak. The falcon and the dog picked him up and put him in the carriage. They took him back to the fairy's house and carried him to bed.
"I think Pinocchio needs a doctor," said the dog.
"I know three very good doctors," said the fairy. "I will ask them to come."
The three doctors came to see Pinocchio. The first doctor was a crow. The second was an owl. And the third was a cricket.
"Tell me," said the fairy, "will this poor puppet get better?"
"He may get better," said the crow.
"And he may not," said the owl.
"What do you think, Cricket?"
asked the fairy. The cricket was Jiminy Cricket.
"I know this puppet," Jiminy Cricket said. "His name is Pinocchio. He is very naughty. He ran away from his father, Geppetto. Geppetto is very sad now, but I will give Pinocchio some medicine. It will make him better."
Pinocchio sat up and drank the medicine. Soon he felt well again.
"Tell me about your father, Pinocchio," the fairy said.
"My father is a good man," said Pinocchio. "I want him to be rich. That's why I ran away. I wanted to turn my four pieces of gold into 100 pieces of gold. I wanted to take them home to my father. But then those men came and I hid the pieces of gold in my mouth."
"Where are the pieces of gold now, Pinocchio?"
asked the fairy. Pinocchio had the pieces of gold in his pocket, but he didn't want to tell anyone.
"I lost them," he said.
Suddenly, Pinocchio's wooden nose grew longer.
"Where did you lose them?" asked the fairy.
"In the woods," Pinocchio said.
And his nose grew even longer.
"Then we will go and look for them," said the fairy.
"No, I ate them," said Pinocchio,
and his nose grew longer still. The fairy laughed.
"You must not tell lies, Pinocchio," she said. "When you tell lies, your nose grows longer."
"I'm sorry,"
said poor Pinocchio, and he started to cry. Then he tried to run out of the room, but his nose got stuck in the door. The fairy felt sorry for Pinocchio. She called for two woodpeckers, and they pecked at Pinocchio's nose. Soon it was short again.
Would you like to stay here with me? Asked the fairy.
Thank you, but my father is alone, said Pinocchio. I must go back to him.
Geppetto is coming here to see you, said the fairy. He will soon be here.
Then I will go and meet him, cried Pinocchio.